many of the challenges that I believe existed and still exist in Miami regarding the African-American community is similar here. Folks here know that public education can be better.
I've been up here for a few days and I've been talking to a lot of parents and community advocates for education and groups that are working on closing that achievement gap that you're talking about. And one of the things that keeps coming up is the issue of race and a belief from a lot of quarters in Jacksonville that racism is still a really big problem in the schools. There is a high school in Duval County named Nathan B. Forrest High School. Nathan Bedford Forrest was a Confederate general and one of the first leaders of the Ku Klux Klan.
I actually visited Nathan Forrest when I was at the state level. That's when I became aware and certainly was alarmed by the name myself. I know that previously the school board dealt with that issue. Ultimately, that's the school board's decision, but I would be in support of the school's name being changed as long as it came organically from the community.
There's also some data that we can look at that does show some racial disparities. For example, in Florida, on average, black students are about twice as likely as white students to be suspended out of school. But there's other federal data that shows that in Duval County, black students are three times as likely as white students to be suspended out of school. Dr. Michael Hallett, who is chair of the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of North Florida here in Jacksonville, put it this way.
The chronic, decades-long conversation about structural disparities, educational disparities, racial disparities in education results in a kind of neglect and invisibility.
You've been here since November. What do you make of that?
There are deep divides on some levels between communities. That goes back to slavery. It goes back to Jim Crow. At some point, we have to go beyond talking about it to doing things differently. I have been trying to engage the community on a parent academy so that parents understand what their rights are, so that parents know that we have a civil citation program. When we have a situation where a child can be arrested, we can move to a civil citation situation so we don't give a child a record, and that's something that we were very successful in doing in Miami. We've built in-school suspension programs for next year so that when there is an issue that usually would lead to an outdoor suspension, now a student stays in school. The last thing that we have to do a better job of is recruiting more African-American male teachers. Our students need more mentors in the school on a day-to-day basis.
This is a place, you said earlier, that has community conflicts that go back to the Civil War and before. Mm-hmm. How much influence do you think you can have over that?
Public education is synonymous with democracy. And I don't believe that you can have equal opportunity without a strong public education system. I can't do it alone, but I can certainly play a significant role because, again, education is the great equalizer. No child is born from a lesser God.